just wanted to do a little bit of an update on how things are getting on with Project Moment, which is my very secret code word for this A Moment in Time project thingy, to basically to invite the world to record a moment in their life at a given time, on a given day, on a given month, this year. And it's generated quite a lot of positive reaction. And I'd like to say a big thank you, first of all, for all those who have been enthused by the idea and have responded positively or constructively. People who've suggested ways that we can go, people who've offered very specific advice and offered to help in pretty specific ways. Naming names, as I don't do that where it's just a private message, but I've had an offer from somebody to effectively be interviewed about this, and that person will write up an article and send it to, we'll try and get it seen by newspapers and other media outlets, and I think that could be a really, really helpful thing, so I'm really grateful to that person for doing that, for offering to do that. And I've suggested that, fitting in with the timetable that I originally suggested, that if this week is about throwing ideas up in the air, and next weekend is about seeing where they come down and setting them in place, then sometime after next weekend would be a good time to do that. However, I am really conscious that I don't want to be running this. I don't want to be seen to be running it. In that, you know, I have no problem with helping it move along, but this really does need to be a community thing, and I don't want anybody to think that, or I don't want to give the impression that I'm somehow leaping in, grabbing this, and, you know, just doing it as my own thing. So I want to consult as widely as I can, you know, seek people's views as to whether this is a good way to move forward. If people have other ways that we can do it, then please say them. But I'm hoping that that people see this as the right way of moving forward, that that we talk about it, see how the kind of responses that come back, and then take a view based on that and move forward. And I hope that makes sense. I realise, you know, Octava moved forward in a very sort of, evolutionary sort of way, but it was basically taken on by the community and evolved in a very fluid way. My only concern about letting this evolve in quite such a fluid way is that if we have a timescale that we want to meet, then there are certain things that probably need to be done. And here we're thinking about external relations outside of Audioboo and not just internal to Audioboo. I hope people think that's the right way of doing it. Please tell me if I'm wrong. Please tell me if I'm overstepping a mark here or something. Have had, as I said, other really useful contacts, particularly Braille Snail and Dizzy Thinker are being really helpful. Amy has put something up on the Audioboo Buddies Facebook page, which is something I wasn't aware of until yesterday anyway, but there will be a sort of blog kept there of how this is progressing. Dolores has offered to put something in her weekly update, and we've been talking about how we can actually do that. So let's get down to the sort of nitty-gritty anyway, as there was a purpose for why I wanted to do this recording, and that is, I don't think we've got a name yet. And I think the name is really important. Personally, this is just my thought on it, but personally, I think the name needs to convey a sense of globalness or globality. Is globality a word? I think it should be a word, but globalness will do. It needs to convey a sense of sharedness, a shared thought or shared understanding, holding hands across the divide, the removal of artificial divides, and it needs to convey a sense of the moment of time, time and space, or something like that. It also needs to be sufficiently unique that we're not breaking any trademarks or anything like that. It needs to be available on Twitter and Audioboo and possibly Postgres or another blogging system, and as a Facebook page and that sort of thing. And it needs to be meaningful and catchy. Meaningful and catchy. So, please can we form a list? Please can everybody, please, anybody listening to this, please just do a boo, tag it a moment, and just suggest some names that you think fit into that area. And I think ideally it would be good to have a name by the end of this weekend. And by the end of this weekend, let's be inclusive. Let's say by the end of this weekend, whatever the furthest west time zone is. It's wherever Hawaii is, isn't it, I think. Let's do that. And in the meantime, tell me if I'm taking control of this too much. This really should be a community project. It should be how the community wants it to be. So just give me lots of feedback, please. And please do it publicly if at all possible, as it makes talking about it a little bit easier. And it pulls more people in. So there we go. Thank you all for your attention. Next up is my audio mo of the day, which I'm not looking forward to now, because the three so far haven't gone very well. Anyway, I'll speak in a moment. Sorry, I haven't quite gone yet. I remembered something else I wanted to say. I'll be very brief. We obviously also need to find consensus on the actual format of this, and I've listened to, I hope, all of the boos on this subject, and I hope that this is taking into consideration everybody's view on this. But what I'm hearing, I think, is that we like the 12th of the 12th 12, and that we think it would be more practicable to run this as a given time local to each time zone. So basically not GMT synchronous. So for instance, it could be 12 noon in each time zone. 12 noon GMT, 12 noon Central European time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, whatever. So can people tell me, am I right in thinking that that is a consensus? Is that the way we should be proceeding rather than doing it in a GMT synchronous way, an exact moment altogether? I think both have their attractions, but the GMT synchronous one is difficult because of where the time that certain people will be on. I've had a comment from one person who I think is on Eastern Standard Time that... it wouldn't be a problem for him as he gets up fairly early each morning. But I am concerned about how difficult it would be for somebody who is 3,000 miles west of him on Pacific time, which I think is 8 hours behind GMT. And equally for people in Australasia or parts of China or Russia or Japan and other places that are a long way ahead of GMT. So tell me, have I assessed this correctly?